needs volunteers.
Well, where is it? I know it's around here somewhere. No, that's not it. Oh, hi, Chris here. There's a new radio program coming up, and I didn't want to miss it. Wait, there's something. That's close, but it's still not the right program. See, I read in the Odyssey Times that Tom and Whit were going to start a new radio station, and I can't seem to find it on my dial. I'll keep tuning and maybe I'll get it right after this. This sounds like the right station for a fun adventure, and that's exactly what we'll have, just as soon as Tom and Whit get finished moving a desk in Whit's End.
Got it?
Yeah.
Careful now.
Oh, I will.
Watch out for the door jam.
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay.
Let's set her down.
Oh, next time you want to put furniture in storage, make it a chair or paperweight. This desk of yours was heavy.
Maybe I should have emptied the drawers first.
What?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You know, I'm thinking of donating it to the church for the pastor. Figured this would be a good place to store it until I do.
Yeah. You know, I haven't been in this room for a long time.
That's right.
What's under all those tarps there? What, more furniture?
Take a look for yourself.
Good grief. Is that old radio equipment you pulled out of the basement?
Yep. You remember? You know, the kids wanted to start their own radio station, so we set it all up. Station didn't last long, though.
Oh, that's right. Kids radio, you called it, didn't you?
Well, I got the broadcasting license and everything, but here it sits.
Hmm. Sure seems like a waste to me.
Well, to me, too. But you know, the kids haven't done anything with it.
Say.
What?
Why don't we do our own program? Like in the old days, the classic stuff.
You mean like, who knows what evil...
The Shadow.
And the Lone Ranger rides again.
Yeah. And Jack Benny and Ma Perkins and Fred Allen.
Oh, my goodness.
And the game shows, too.
Hey.
Oh, come on, why not? We could recapture that feeling we used to get when our favorite programs had come on the radio, remember?
Well, yeah.
Kids don't have anything like that now.
Well, that's true, but I'm not sure kids will take the radio like that.
Oh, sure they will. If it's done right.
You think so?
Well, you have some old scripts laying around and a little rehearsal with some of the kids and a few sound effects and bingo, we're back
in
the
old
days. Game shows,
yeah.
And comedies and dramas and mysteries. Come on, wait a second.
Well, why not, huh?
Oh.
You know, I could hook up the equipment. Maybe we should do a special broadcast to let the town know we're back on the air.
It could be Odyssey's Big Broadcast.
It's 12 noon, and you're listening to Kids Radio in Odyssey, where nothing happens the way you expect. Coming to you live from Whit's End. This hour brought to you by Rinsodent Toothpaste. Remember, Rinsodent to keep your breath feeling bright and your teeth smelling fresh. Your teeth feeling fresh and your... Remember, Rinsodent Toothpaste. That's R-I-N-S-O dent in the red and white tube. And now, it's time for Fact or Fiction, the unconventional contest that asks that brain-teasing question, is it fact or is it fiction? Featuring your favorite kids' radio host, Tom Riley. Thank you. I'm Tom Riley, and welcome to another exciting edition of Fact or Fiction, the unconventional contest that asks the brain-teasing question, is it fact or is it fiction? I got that part, Tom.
Huh? Oh, sorry, wrong script.
I'm Tom Riley, and welcome to... Forget all that.
Whit.
Who are our thrilling contestants today? From right here in Odyssey, our first contestant is a regular customer at Wits End and enjoys putting dead lizards in girls' lunchboxes. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our own Jimmy Barkley. Jimmy, it's good to have you on our show.
It's good to be here, Mr. Riley.
And tell us, Whit, who is Jimmy's challenger on today's Fact or Fiction? Well, Tom, it's someone folks in Odyssey know and love. She's a reporter for the Odyssey Owl and a regular user of Rinsodent. That's R-I-N-S-O-Dent. As our radio audience will be able to see from her shining smile, we're talking about none other than Lucy Schultz.
Your last name is Schultz?
Hi, Lucy. It's a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Riley.
Say, you do have an awfully nice smile. Do you want to tell our radio audience what you use to keep your teeth so bright and shiny?
Nail polish remover.
Hi, Jimmy. I use Rinsodent, Mr. Riley. Didn't Mr. Whitaker just say so?
R-I-N-S-O-Dent. Available at fine grocery stores everywhere in Odyssey.
Wait, we only have one grocery store.
Oh, and now, on with Fact or Fiction. Right after this word from our sponsor, Whit. Well, Tom, we know what the word is, don't we? Yes, that's right. It's Rinsodent toothpaste. Just ask the man in the street which toothpaste he prefers.
Yes, Mr. Whitaker, I'm the man in the street. And when somebody asks me which toothpaste I used, I say 9 times out of 10.
What?
Nine times out of 10, I'll say, I use Rinsodent. That's R-I-N-S-O-Dent. It makes my teeth feel white and look fresh, and I... Ooh, ooh.
Thank you, Mr. Man on the Street. And now, back to Fact or Fiction. And now, if our contestants are ready, we'll get on with the first round of Fact or Fiction. The game is simple. I'll ask a question or make a statement, and you have to tell me whether it's fact or fiction. Lucy, I believe you get the opening question.
Fact.
You're absolutely correct. 10 points for Lucy.
Hey, wait a minute. That wasn't a question.
Fact again.
And Lucy scores another 10 points. That gives Lucy 15 points to Jimmy Zero.
That's fiction.
You're right again, Lucy. Because actually you had 20 points to Jimmy Zero. Adding to the 10 you just won, you now have 30 points to Jimmy Zero. Come on, Jimmy, we're not trying.
I don't like this game.
That.
Be quiet.
Lucy's at 40 points now and ready for the big spin on the win a prize wheel. Ready, Lucy?
I sure am, Mr. Riley.
Then spin that wheel.
Here goes.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for a special report. This just in from Odyssey City Hall. Mayor Frank Templemeyer announced today that all of the contestants who were on that program yesterday are...
Excuse me, but we interrupt this special report with our regularly scheduled program. Hasn't anyone ever told you it's rude to interrupt?
And Lucy is the big winner of the day. Thanks for joining us. Any last words for our friends at home, Jimmy?
I was Jip. The game is rigged.
Oh, that Jimmy. He's such a card. He needs to be dealt with. That's it for now. Thank you for joining us here on Fact or Fiction.
Sports Roundup. I am Eugene Meltzner, and today my special guest is Coach Fred Zachary. Hello, Coach. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Eugene. It's both honor, privilege, and pleasure to be here.
Shall we talk about this season's team?
Well, they're a great group of guys, every one of them.
Do do you have any predictions about what kind of season you'll have?
Well, to tell you the truth, Eugene, it's been my what-you-call experience that you can't really tell what a season will be like until it's over.
Okay. How would you compare this season to previous seasons?
Well, that's a tough question, Eugene. I think the percentages are that 4 times out of 5, our boys are better than half the team they were last season. But I think it's hard to compare to what you call separate teams side by side. I mean, their similarities are much too different to compare.
Uh-huh. Coach, I know you're a busy man. Thank you for taking the time to come down.
Oh, sure, Eugene. Hey, listen, I may not have anything to say, but I'll be glad to talk to you whenever you want to do an interview, whether I have time to be here or not.
You have been listening to Odyssey Sports Roundup. I'm Eugene Meltzner. Stay tuned for the Odyssey Theater of the Air. Now, are we supposed to do a real commercial or make one up? Anybody?
The Odyssey Theater of the Air presents Sam Meriton, Private Eye. The time, the first century. The city, Jerusalem. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of the city? Sam doesn't, but he'll take a good guess if the price is right. Tonight's episode, Mystery on the Road to Jericho.
The name's Meriden, Sam Meriden. My friends call me Sam. I'm a private eye. It all started when a little cutie walked into my downtown Jerusalem office.
Are you Sam Meriton, Private Eye?
Who wants to know?
My name's Lucy. Lucy Cutie. I'm the youngest in the well-known cutie family of Jerusalem. Maybe you've heard of us.
Who hasn't? What's a little cutie like you want with a guy like me?
Help.
Then you've come to the right place. What kind of help?
How many different kinds are there?
Plenty, sister.
It's not my sister I'm worried about. It's my father. He's missing.
Missing what?
He's not missing anything. He's missing.
Oh, I get you. He's gone. Vanished. Kaput. Splitsville.
Yes, he...
Hit the road. Took off. Disappeared.
Took
it on the lam. Made tracks. Burned rubber.
Yes, yes. Enough of the overworn cliches.
Hey, I dressed the best I can. So, why come to me? Sounds like the police might be more helpful.
I tried the police. All they did was take a report and put his picture on parchments and wineskins. My family and I are worried. We want someone to find him now.
Wait a minute. Not so fast. How do you know your father doesn't want to be missing?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe he decided he was tired of you little cuties. Maybe he found a new cutie.
You think he's staying with relatives?
Never mind.
We want you to find him, wherever he is, and we're willing to pay handsomely for it.
Now look, Detective Handsomely went out of business years ago. You gotta pay me if you want me to look for your dad, but it won't be cheap.
We cuties never do anything cheap. I've got 2 silver coins. You want them?
You think you can buy me with 2 little silver coins?
Yes.
You're right. Give me the facts. When did your father leave and where was he headed?
He left last night and was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. That's all we know.
All right, I'll get on it. But tell me something, cutie. The name Sam Meriton turns a lot of people off in this town. You could have gone to any of the native detectives. Why'd you pick me? Was it my reputation for fast and efficient work?
No, you're the only one who has hours on Saturday.
Oh. With that vote of confidence, I got started on the case. In no time at all, I learned 2 things. First, the father left last night. Second, he was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
I just told you that.
Quiet, kid, I'm narrating. I decided the best course of action would be to retrace his journey. I climbed onto my late model turbo-injected mule and took off. After I pulled him for 2 miles... In case you're not familiar with the road to Jericho, it has a history of danger and mystery. Gee, that rhymes. I guess that's why this is called The Mystery on the Road to Jericho. Boy, I love that sound. The road itself is okay. Good quality dirt, not a lot of potholes. But it's lined with a lot of bushes and hills. Good hiding places. Especially if you're a bandit or a hedge robber. Why anyone would want to rob the hedges, I don't know. But it's a funny world we live in, isn't it? After what seemed like hours, I pulled into a roadside cafe. I was on my way into the lobby when I saw one of the town's religious leaders riding along on a donkey. I had an idea. Excuse me, old liturgical one.
Yes, may I help you?
That depends. You've just come from Jericho, haven't you?
Yes, I did, yes. How could you tell?
My keen sense of deduction, my brilliant perceptiveness,
and the I Love Jericho bumper sticker on the back of my donkey.
Exactly. Yes. What was your business there?
I was attending the annual religious leaders' convention at the Jericho Inn.
You guys have a convention?
Oh, yes, indeed. We sit around the pool and sing controversial theological songs. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Tell me, on your way back, you didn't happen to see a man, did you?
A man?
Yeah, a man. You know, the type. Head, body, arms, legs.
I might have seen one or two, yes.
Well, take a look at this parchment. Did you see a man who resembled the face in this drawing?
No, I didn't.
But you haven't even looked at the drawing.
I don't have to. I haven't seen him. Now leave me alone. I'm tired, and I'm late getting back to Jerusalem.
Yeah, I guess all that poolside singing must wear a person out. Come on, I think you know something.
I am a religious leader, young man. You can't expect me to know anything.
No comment. You've seen this man, haven't you?
No, no. And even if I did, he was beaten and half dead, and I couldn't have helped him anyway. Now, go away. Go away and leave me alone. Here, get on, Balaam. Get on. I hate carrying this donkey on my shoulder. Come on.
Strange behavior. One of the marks of a good detective, besides the 5 o'clock shadow and bloodshot eyes, is that he picks up on little things, the kinds of things no one else would pick up, like this small jar of oil the priest dropped on the ground as he left. Oil of OK, courtesy of the Jericho Inn. I bet he swiped their towels, too. Since I stopped at the roadside cafe, I thought I'd go in for a quick drink of water. Where's the innkeeper?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want the innkeeper.
You're looking at him.
Aren't you a little young to be an innkeeper?
No. The youngs run the place across the street. I'm a little small, though. What can I get you?
Well, Mr. Small, you can get me a glass of water and tell me if you've seen the man on this parchment.
I can help you with the water, but can't with the man. I haven't seen him. Has he been through here?
That's the story. He was going from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Sorry, pal, but that gentleman across the room might know something.
Oh, who? Where?
There, by the jukebox. The Levite. He just came from Jericho.
Thanks. I walked over to the Levite and tapped him on the shoulder. Hey, bub, don't touch me, you peasant. I'm not a peasant. I'm Sam Meriden, Private Eye, and I've got some questions for you.
Sam Meriden, Private Eye? You'd be better off as a peasant. Now go away. I have nothing to say to you.
Look, pal, there's a missing man, and I've been hired to find him. Little Small over there thinks you can help. Take a look at this parchment. Have you ever seen this guy before?
If it'll make you go away, I'll look. No, I've never seen it.
What is it? Have you seen him?
No. The jukebox doesn't have any classical music. Now, go away.
Forget it, Mr. High and Mighty. You recognize the man in the picture.
It's getting late. I want to leave.
Oh, no, you don't. That's what the religious leader did. You're going to tell me where you've seen this guy.
You can't bully me.
Oh, yeah? Just watch. Should I start with rude names or go straight to an editorial in the Jerusalem Times?
No, you wouldn't. You have nothing on me. I was only riding past.
Past what? Spill it, Levi.
He was on the side of the road. I didn't think he was alive. When he called out, it frightened me. He was beaten, and I didn't want to get involved. Who knows where he's been?
Uh-huh. You saw a man in need and what? You rode by at an incredibly high speed?
No, I couldn't get my donkey to go at an incredibly high speed, so I went by on the other side of the road.
Should have figured. And I'll bet the religious guy did the same thing. What's this world coming to when people won't bother helping people in trouble? You should be ashamed.
I have nothing else to say to you.
You said plenty, pal. Plenty. I jumped on old Turbo and took off for Jericho. I kept my eyes peeled for my missing man. Sure enough, I found him further up on the side of the road. It didn't take a genius to figure out what had happened to him, which is a good thing for me. He'd been robbed, beaten, stripped of his clothes, and left for dead. I wondered how many people passed by him and refused to help. I couldn't help but wonder if, under different circumstances, I would have passed by too. I remembered the oil of OK I had stuffed in my pouch and rubbed it on him to help soothe the pain of his cuts. Then I picked him up, put him on old Turbo, and took him back to the roadside cafe.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm an innkeeper, not a surgeon. What do you want me to do with him?
Well, he needs help, can't you see?
So who doesn't? I want to know who's going to take care of my room service.
Look, Skinflint, I've got 2 silver coins, more than enough to take care of anything he needs. Keep him here while I go back to Jerusalem. I'll pay you anything else you want when I come back. Got it?
Money talks, my man. Money talks.
I returned to Jerusalem and told the rest of the cuties that their father was found. We went back to the roadside cafe together where I witnessed a happy family reunion. I slipped away quietly. Never did get the 2 silver coins back. But it didn't matter. I think I got something more important. A good story called The Mystery of the... forget it. There's a guy I know tells a story better, and he calls it The Parable of the Good Samaritan. Maybe you've heard it. Till next time, I'm Sam Meriden, Private Eye.
You've been listening to Odyssey's Theater of the Air and another exciting episode of Sam Meriden, Private Eye.
Well, that was pretty good, if I say so myself. Good job, Eugene.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
You too, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Lucy, you little cutie.
You don't think I'll be locked into a stereotype, do you?
Oh, there are worse stereotypes, Lucy. Jimmy, you did it. Jimmy?
Sorry, Mr. Whitaker. You gotta see it. Connie says the phone's been ringing off the hook. Everybody loves kids' radio.
Well, that's great, Jimmy.
You mean people really have been listening?
See, Whit, what did I tell you, huh?
You were right, Tom. Only one problem.
What?
Well, that was all right for a half hour, but how are we going to fill the rest of the 23 and a half hours in the day?
Oops. You know, I hadn't thought of that.
I could do a lecture on the fundamentals of electrical conductivity.
I have some poems I could read.
I could play some sort of superhero.
Come to think of it, I could show some home movies of my trip to Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Oh,
that's right.
I'd be better if I were superheroes.
One of the many things I like about being a Christian is that as children of the Creator of the universe, we get to be, well, creative. Today's adventure was a good example of that. Tom, Whit, and the gang put together a program just for the fun of it. But it also told an important parable in a new way. They created a program that let us laugh and learn at the same time. Maybe you can come up with some new and creative ways to teach the principles of the Bible in your home or at your church. Think about it. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Bob Luttrell was our production engineer, and Chuck Bolte, our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for Adventures in Odyssey.